We gave a general introduction to a lot of Inyanim of Breishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. And the idea that the world was created in 6 days is not a... I wrote my book, Torah Chazal and Science. It's a lot of scientifically primitive people. I'll describe it that way. And Torah primitive people. That, well, according to Torah, it's not 6 days, it's six this, it's six this. It's 6 days, complete days. And the fact the world was created in 6 days, it's so much a part of the Yesod Emuna that Chal Shabbos Fahes Shaharikakam Chal Dvarav. Why? Rashi tells us, say, because every Shabbos we have to give Eidos. Ki Sheish Yishomim Osa Hashem Shemayim Osa Aretz. And the Rambam writes slightly different, but Ketz Mishnah points out, and he just goes a step further. He says, V'shom Reitzos HaShabbos, Latzos HaShabbos, Doros and Bris Olam. Benyu Beis HaRos HaLolam, Ki Sheish Yishom HaOs HaShem. It's the oath of the Bris. And the Bris we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever is Ki Sheish Yishom HaOs HaShem HaShemayim HaOs HaRetz. I say scientifically primitive. I try to explain it in very simple terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayin, including the laws of nature. And the Rambam has a simple question. A very important question. Take a look in the Medrash. The sixth day was very packed. Okay. What happened the sixth day? All the animals are created. And Adam is created. Adam gives names to all the animals. Chava is created. A lot of stuff happening that day. Adam brings a carbon in Harabias. Kadosh Baruch Hu transports him there to Gan Eden. Pasha says, Cain and Hevel are born before he gets thrown out. A lot of stuff happening that day. And he eats from the Eitz Hadas, gets thrown out of Gan Eden, and then all of, and then Vayer Vokey Yom Hashishi Vechelosh Harav Voltzva. So I'm asked a simple question. 12 hours, all this stuff is happening in 12 hours. How's it happen? Simple question. Ram gives a simple answer. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the laws of nature. There are laws of nature for a stable world, as we have. And the laws of nature for a world that's emerging, an emerging world, a world in the process of being created. Different rules. Time, when time is measured, for instance, again, certain regular patterns of nature. What is a day? A day is either 24 hours or a day is sunrise, sunset. Why? Because there's a regularity in nature and you measure against that regularity. A year is 365 because the sun, etc. There's certain regular things and you measure against those regular things. Of course, as physics proceeded, nowadays they measure time against the cesium. Certain vibrations of the cesium atom. That's what they do. But that's an assumption. Thank you very much. That's an assumption that all the laws that we have are stable. And you have a stable world. And it's true. Pasuk says, Chok Nosan Velo Yavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave laws in nature that are not violated. They're regularly. However, all that's true in the world, but those laws of nature came into existence at the end of the sixth day. Those laws of nature came into existence at the end of the sixth day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give laws of nature for a stable world. However, during the 6 days, there were totally different laws of nature. They were necessary for a world in parts of creation. So you can't project back, and all they're doing is assuming laws of nature today, just project back an infinitum, and they don't do that. And they're making assumption against the Torah, and they want to disprove the Torah from assumption against the Torah. You can't do that. It's going in circles. But Pasuk says, "Vayichu Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvahem." Ki lo shavas mikol melachto asher bara Elokim la'asos. This last word, la'asos, is a very strange word. I could have said, Kivarish Mikal Machto. Period. What is Ashabar Lukim Lasos? Ashabar Lukim, maybe. Okay. What's Lasos? It's Rashi. One thing. There are a number of Midrashi. Major says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world in a final form. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an incomplete form and wants us to complete it and perfect it. And there are all sorts of stories of Rabbi Kiva and Tonus of Sarosha that he wants us, we don't find the world where bread grows on trees and you just go and pick bread every morning. There's wheat has to be planted, this has to be, etc. There's work for us to do in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for us to take it, use it, perfect it, and do something with it. And then Chazal tells us, "Afilo Odom Tzorach Asiya." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a male with it, an orla, to take it off. Why? Kiva said, the human being has to realize he's created imperfect, and it's up to him to perfect himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to make ourselves what we want to become. And that's part of Bar Elokim Lasos. He didn't create us that we can eat wheat. We can't eat wheat. We can eat bread. We have to take it. We also have to make ourselves. Now, human being, it's a very complicated being because it's the only part of the Bria that's Ruchnias and Gashmias together. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a physical world. He created a spiritual world, two separate worlds. And there's one thing in this world that's part of both. It's a human being. It's that Tzelem Elokim. Now, what the idea is the essence of a human being. What does it say? The Yisod here, Nasa Odom. What's Odom so special? Betzalmenu Kidmusin. That's how later on we find out he's taken off from an Adoma. So the essence of a human being is his neshama. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this very interesting thing. This neshama, to perfect itself, needs a guf to do mitzvahs and do everything to perfect itself. Now, that's the goal. What do we say every morning? Elokai neshama shenasata bi tohori. He gave us a neshama tohori. And now develop and make it better and elevate it with a whole lifetime. So the goal of the human body is to be the tool for the neshama to do mitzvahs, to serve HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon Gan Eden, La'avdo L'shama, for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there, he didn't have to worry like we have tonight. Go off the tree, pick the fruit, whatever you want, that's the food. Ideal world. If you can focus on what the purpose of the human being is. Now it's up to the human being to determine who the human being is. So we're at the end of the whole process of Brias Olam, the end of the sixth day. Shabbos is about to happen. What is this human being going to be when he comes into Shabbos? And then everything begins from there. Rosh Hashanah say, Hayom Haras Olam. Birthday of the world. It's not the birthday of the world. The world, Kadosh Baruch Hu began Kofayelo. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? The human being was created. Adam Rishon was created. Because that's when everything starts. You know, all the other stuff isn't important without the human being. It's the whole Tachlis Abriya. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can let you go into Shabbos, being this perfect human being, living in a perfect situation. Or, it's hard in this world. What are you going to do? Who are you going to be when you come into Shabbos? And that is what the world's going to be about until Abiyat Sagol. That's what the world's going to be at Bias HaKavah. What do we find? So, when he was put in Gan Eden, this perfect human being, there's no such thing as life without limitation. And the biggest yetzer in this world is hefker. We want to live without hefker. So, Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adam, kol eitz ner and machtel tov, v'eitz ha'chaim b'soch ha'gan, v'eitz hadas tovara. Eitz hadas. And lest one think that there's no real place in planet Earth, Gan Eden, Torah gives very specific place. There's this river, well-known ways of identifying it geographically, even though we can't find it. With all the satellites and all the drones, we don't know where it is. Okay. Vaitzav Hashem Elokim Adam Lema. It's what we call Eitz Hagan Ochal Tocha. Everything. But there is limitation. Eitz Hadas Tovra. Told that to all of them. Meitzadas tovra filchem mena ki yom acholchem mena most tomos. What does it mean, most tomos? He didn't die that day. It will be a ben misa. You will destroy yourself. You'll set up the system we have today of Schar V'Onish and the human being dies early because of his Averis and the like. Then I said, it says, Lo Tov Heyot Salam Avad. What does it mean, Lo Tov? If you take a look at a few psukim before, talks about the different rivers. Zahav ha'aretz ahi tov. So, Unkla translates, tov tav. Lo tov heyotz odom levado. Lo takin lemehevi odom. Odom will not be able to perfect himself. Gemara says, Shari below Isha. Shari below Tov. What does that mean? Medrash talks very much. There are three very important ideas here, Medrash says. Human being can think, I'm self-sufficient. I don't need anything in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is self-sufficient in his world. I'm self-sufficient. I don't need anything. Number one. Number two, human being, unless he shares his life with someone, he's never going to know the Midas HaTov. Person who lives by himself or for himself never knows the Midas HaTov. When you live with another person and you're giving and you're taking, there's an interchange. You learn very quickly what Chesed is all about. Living a life of giving and of living each person dependent on the other, giving and taking from each other, and that perfects the human being to the Midas HaTov. Human being will never be able to reach perfection without living a life with someone sharing it. That's the way it's a connector. It's a connector. What does that mean? Zocha is it? Lo zocha connector lehilachim. What is that? The story later on of Korach. And Korach begins the Omben Pelas. In the end, Omben Pelas is not included in the whole destruction. Why? And it issues Omben Pelas. Every one of us has good ideas, bad ideas. We think we have good ideas. We think we have great ideas. If you don't have another person who's there to say, you know, this is crazy. It makes no sense. Get so impressed with your own ideas. Everyone needs someone else to balance himself out. Because Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, I'd say l'cho rav, k'nei l'cho chaver. Each person needs a rav, and he needs a chaver. Who is a rav? Someone whom he feels he has to answer to on a different madrega. Knei l'cho chaver, someone to balance you out. Rambam writes, Perish Mishnayos, very interesting idea. It's a very strange thing. It should be Knei l'cho rav. I say l'cho rav, k'nei l'cho chaver. Ram says, more important than a rav is a chaver. And therefore, even if you have to pay money for it, k'nei l'cho chaver. Every person needs another person to balance him out, whom he checks himself against. You learn with chavrusa, you come with the greatest idea in this world, until your chavrusa says, this is pretty stupid. But that's in life. It's also in life. That's connected. A person needs someone to balance himself out. Vayitzar Hashem el kimino adam kol chayas hasod. All the animals, identifies the tachos of each animal. That's not him. Creates chava. Remeya says, the first human being, Adam Harishon, was both male and female together. He was a composite male and female, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just separated the two pieces into one, into two separate pieces. Each one needing the other, each one dependent on the other. And the Raven writes, Very important, right. That's the question. When Kodesh Baruch created the horse, the dog, the cat, they came out of the ground. Male dogs came out of the ground, and female dogs came out of the ground. Male horses came out of the ground, and female horses, and cows, chickens, and everything. Why here didn't the male and female he created separate? The idea is, the ideal HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a human being to feel that I'm incomplete, I need someone else. I have to go back to my original unit of family. Al-Ken Yazav, and he created him that way. He says, Al-Ken Yazav Ish, it's over the Simo Vadovach Bi Ishto, or Hoyu Leboser Echot. Yeah, ideal. Nowadays they have these crazy ideas. But man is man and woman is woman. Man and woman come together to form a family. And they're boser echod. They're one. They become one person, and through the children they become. It's all one unit, and that's the natural way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be. Each one dependent on him. Okay, now life begins. V'anochosh hoyo orum. V'anochosh enters into this. V'anochosh u'yetzahara malach amavas. Nochosh was a real animal. He was at that point the highest member of the animal kingdom. Could communicate with a human being. Not through speech. Because why not? Paul says only human being is given speech. But how, what? We don't know how we communicate. And then they eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now, the introduction to eating from the Eitz Hadas is Anocha Shaor Mikol Chaya Sasada Asha Osa Shemak. Vayom Elo Ish. Avkiyom Elo Kivol Soho Go Eitz Hagan. Vatom Elo Ish. Eitz Hagan Och. Eitz Hashem Soho Hagan. Omer Lo Sigubo. Pentumusin. Vayom Anocha Shalom. No. No. Ki yodei Elokim. No. Mi'isam ki Elokim yodei tov v'ra. V'tei ha'isha. What did the isha see? Ki tov ha'eitz l'malcho. V'chisav ha'hu le'inayim. V'nechmar eitz l'havska. The different types of pleasure human beings have. The physical pleasure. Eat. All different types of physical pleasure. It's unbelievable physical pleasure eating from this tree. Some people enjoy beautiful things. It's also aesthetic type. I enjoy beautiful things. Some people enjoy ideas. So what is this? This Eitz Hadas is going to give you the maximum of all the enjoyments a human being can have. Unbelievable. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said no. Called Taiv against Tziva Kodesh Baruch. Any type a human could have is in the Eitz Hadas. Vateri Isha, the Isha saw this is the ultimate experience of Taiv. Vatikach mi perio vatocha. And she ate. Vatitin gamli ishimo vayocha. And she gave it also to her husband who was with her and he ate. The world now changes. It'll never be the same. I'd be as a God. This will explain exactly what's happening here. The human being could have created himself, could have come into Shabbos on one level, or come into Shabbos on a totally different level. A human being creates himself, and it depends what he does with himself. Now, this is exactly what happened. That half an hour before Shabbos, whatever. about to come to the world, the way the world will come into Shabbos is the way the world will be. What sort of human being is going to be? Who's the human being? It's up to the human being to decide what the human being is going to be. Next week, we'll go further.